Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We have an election coming up. Many different areas across the state, the signature election, because it's the biggest city, it's the economic engine, it's the one that people love or hate, controversy, embrace it, whatever. Minneapolis and the mayor's race. You also have Hampton and Davis in the race, but most people, myself included, believe it's either Fry or Fatte. And they had another debate Friday on Almanac. Then I saw they have another one coming up with Frank Vassalero on 4. I think they had one on NPR, too. So they're picking up, because we talked about this the other day. We're kind of wondering, why don't we have more of these? So the state senator, who at one point was the endorsed candidate, then numbers didn't add up, so he wasn't. And then Fatte and a lot of supporters believe that was just big establishment taking it away from him. He recently appeared at a press conference that was hosted by this group, Minnesota Immigrant Rights Action Committee. Okay. And so they have listed demands for strengthening the city's separation ordinance. This is city employees and not participating in any way with ICE, immigration enforcement. Among the things, this petition calls for the MPD to refuse cooperation with federal agents slash officers from any law enforcement agency for any reason at all, and wait for it, immediately arrest any law enforcement agent or officer at any level of government with any agency who covers their face or obscures their identity or badge by any means. MPD should show up, as an example, Christy Noem. At least has the title Homeland Security. Do I really believe she's executing that office? Hell no, I don't. But she's got the title and she was here, and I'm sure ICE came with, and symbolically they arrested people Friday. If he's Mayor Fatte, he wants Minneapolis police to be aware of this. I don't know if he wants them to be tracking it. And if ICE shows up, covers their badge or their face, not only does he not want cooperation, he wants them arrested. So I made it clear. The Biden administration, complete failure on the border. Complete, total failure. And of course, when they finally got to it later, Trump spiked it with Republicans, Lankford and others, who had put together this combo bill, because he wanted to linger against Biden. It then lingered against Harris, and it was a positive for him. I mean, they've shut it off. I mean, these numbers on the border crossings now, Dave, are astronomically low. However, just keep reading stories. Keep paying attention to what's going on. Because here's the list of people who are against ICE arresting illegal immigrants who committed violent crimes. I'm done. It's such a canard. It's such a fake argument. Yeah, you're right. We find out somebody came from, pick the country, Mexico, Guatemala, Ireland, Australia, Luxembourg, wherever. And it turned out they came in the country illegally and they murdered two people. Let's let them go. No one's for that. And if they are, their point of view is insulting, clueless, and indefensible. But we also have this. We also have ICE officers who are now allowed, basically if somebody has an accent, go back to that California ruling and read that. You're also allowed to show up right now in an unmarked van, no identifying uniform, badge, anything from ICE, wear a mask, take people, and throw them in a van. That's really what we're about. Again, criminals, hell yes, every time for me, every single time. But this is what we want. And the mask idea, when they keep telling us again, Dave, well, guess what? Antifa does it, or criminals do it. That's our bar. If other criminals or other individuals who aren't just protesting are out to be a part, to participate, create violence, they do it. So we'll do the same. That's our bar. The doxing part is grotesque. I agree. Should we have every law enforcement individual on the planet now wear a mask? Because MPD doesn't wear a mask. Golden Valley Police doesn't wear a mask. Maui Police, they don't wear a mask. They deserve as much protection as ICE, right? So what the state senator wants is MPD to arrest them. Here's a, if it's not clear, here's this quote. I want to make it very clear that, yes, I do support strengthening our separation ordinance. And, yes, I do support each and every one of the demands outlined because they are my demands as well. He's backing up MPD. So if Ryan O'Hara himself or other officers have to find ICE officers who could be your neighbors, could be your friends, they could be people you can't stand, but they're doing their job. If they're violating the law, then let's hope they're charged. But they're following what the command is telling them to do. And I don't like the unmarked van BS, and I know you don't either. But what MPD is supposed to do is arrest them. So I mentioned there was a debate on Almanac with all four top contenders. And we pick it up with Jacob Fry following up on the discussion we're having right now.
You committed to arresting federal agents. My simple question is how?
Yeah, well, if there's any federal agent that has a mask on, that should not be allowed in our city.
I agree with that, but how? Well, how do you arrest them?
Well, we could work with our state partners. We could work with our attorney general. We could work with across jurisdictionally. We could work at the city.
But specifically,
reality,
how would you arrest them?
The reality is,
this would put our neighbors in danger.
He can fill in for me. This is exactly what I was saying. How are you doing this? And all of a sudden, he's saying we'll work with state agencies, the attorney general. Let me read what they wrote in their petition again. Calls on the Minneapolis Police Department to refuse cooperation with federal agents, officers from any federal law enforcement agency for any reason, and immediately arrest any law enforcement agent or officer at any level of the government with any agency who covers their face or obscures their identity or badge by any means. Did I miss when it says work with the attorney general?
It's probably the next part.
No. Did I miss state agencies. I think it's lunacy, and I think it's another example where the state senator is saying something, and then when he's directly asked, in this case, not by a journalist, but pretty good follow-up by Jacob Fry, to be specific, to identify it, to defend it, didn't happen.
No, and much of Fry's argument is, you know, it's not working with state agencies. It's not working with the Attorney General, Keith Ellison. It's, okay, literally, you have cops and you have ICE agents on the street in the same place.
Yep.
You feel the cops should arrest these ICE agents. How are they physically going to do it? Fry even mentioned, just so you know, their guns are bigger than the guns that MPD carries.
Are we going to have shootouts?
That's the first problem.
Is that what he wants? And again, this goes back to what happened in June when, I get it, the default for a lot of people, we wondered ourselves, is this a nice arrest? We found out there are a lot of drugs found. A lot of drugs and a lot of arrests. And MPD didn't go there and participate in the arrest. You know what they did? They tried to diffuse the tension which was taking place between citizens and ICE. They tried to lower the temperature. What Mayor Fate wants is, don't diffuse any tension. Show up and arrest.
Bring the cuffs, boys. Let's go get them.
This, again, from a person who doesn't think they should be wearing masks and doesn't think at times this unidentifiable crap and throwing people in a van is not American. What do you want to say in this? Do you think this is what you want? I want zero part of this. And this concerns me if he is the next mayor of Minneapolis. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Texts have been great today. Keep them coming. Good phone calls in the first hour. I haven't given you a chance to call yet. If you want to call on this topic, you certainly can. 651-461-9226. Let's dramatically change the topic. Let's talk about your own health. Dave right now, you know what I advise Dave to if he goes to Stretch Lab? Mason-Dixon line and below. Dave, don't have him stretching. Your ribs, your shoulders. Stay away from that part.
Okay. Thank you.
But hips, glutes, calves, ankles, all available at StretchLab.com. There's one about, what would you say, 6-7 minutes from your place?
Less. Mile away.
Mile
Boom.
Away.
Be there in a minute and a half.
Boom. Dave can go. He's a 41-year-old who just ran a triathlon. You can be a 20-year-old who's in much better shape than Dave Harrigan. You can be a biker, golfer, jogger. You can be a later-on guy. You can have the body fat of small percentage, and you can have a bigger body fat. Stretch Lab, with these 12-plus locations, trained specialists. They're not coming to your house every single day, every morning to help you, but and you need to do that. But they will get the fundamentals for you, and they will stretch you in a way that you can't do on your own. 6 years for me, I keep going. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Among the texts, they are identified as federal agents. You just can't know the individual's names. Duh. No, they're not always. There's story after story after story after story where they don't identify themselves as federal agent. There's also an endless amount of stories where they do. But no way should you be allowed to just show up, wear a mask, not identify yourself, and throw somebody in a van. I am curious to what the charge would be if you would arrest an ICE officer doing their job. I do feel the badge should be readily available. Yeah, what basis are they going to arrest him on? Not following
city ordinance.
Are we gonna pass a law that says, obviously we have cities that look at this differently, don't work hand-in-hand the sanctuary cities situation. But sanctuary cities aren't calling, if you buy that description, they're not calling for arresting ICE officers. Who else does the potentially future mayor, what other federal officials does he want arrested? I mean, do we want to play the slippery slope game on this? Chad, what would our police officers do if an unmasked armed person approached one of our citizens and tried to take them away? That's the only question you need to answer to determine that, yes, ICE agents should absolutely be arrested if they're wearing a mask. If MPD spots someone, and it's not like it was in Minneapolis in the huge summer store, where they all were wearing ICE uniforms. They just had their faces covered by the mask. But if any officer anywhere, we all should believe in this, sees one individual, two individuals grabbing 1, 2, 5 individuals and throw them in a van, of course they should stop them. But the state senator's not talking about that example. He's talking all examples that unless the masks are off, they should be arrested. That's asinine to me. Do you want to defend this in any way?
I don't. No. No, I'm not a fan like you of ICE agents wearing masks. I don't think they should. I think it absolutely should not be something that's happening. But to ask MPD to get in a street fight with ICE and, you know, cuff them all and drag them downtown is also a ludicrous idea.
A side note, it comes down to jurisdiction, who has the legal authority and control. Not who has the bigger guns. At least it better matter. Well, yeah, and then we get to what law matters more. And we have these, you know, Supreme Court debates all the time on federal law, state law, city law, county laws, right? This comes up all the time. And I don't think the present mayor, and maybe the future mayor, was suggesting that no matter what, this would turn into a shoot 'em up instantly. But the idea that potentially this couldn't get uncomfortable? Of course it potentially could. And so you want to have a law or just your own policy, kind of like Trump does his own policy? Where that's going to take place, you got to be kidding me.
Even if it just gets a little bit uncomfortable, obviously you're going to have many members of the public around such an area. Boy, good luck.
Here's a text from Blois. If we arrested people masks, wouldn't that apply to people who wear masks for COVID and other religious purposes? Yeah, where are we? How sure are we going to be on mask use? Because clearly you still see a lot of people outside, by the way, where I'm shaking my head. And obviously for religious purposes, as Blois points out, there are plenty of people who feel like this. So are you going to clearly misinterpret and misunderstand something, and you're the mayor and you're now telling, whether it's Brian O'Hara, whoever it might be, you got to arrest everybody? I think the mayor of Minneapolis was right on this, and I think this should be followed up again, not just with the mayor, but whenever Channel 4 and Vassalero has their debate, because I think it's later this week, because the election coming up soon. with a great Minnesota sports weekend. That's our topic next hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.